Hello, and welcome into episode 185 of Girls Beer Sports, a conversation with girls about beer and sports and whatever else, because it's our show and we do what we want. I'm Carrie, as always. I'm joined by Lauren.
Hello.
Lee.
What's up?
And that's it.
Yep.
Yep. Just the three of us in the house.
Yep.
But as always, it's all good.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
That is all you need.
That is all you need.
Well, there's some animals, you know, in the background.
Oh, yeah. Well, there always
are. Various creatures in my home.
You know, blueberries.
Clickety clickety.
Blueberries hanging out somewhere, and Juno is over here sniffing Lee's bag, and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I got a cat at home, so he's thinking, oh, God, you bring another one in here?
Yeah. That would be Juno's worst nightmare. Another living creature to make her feel bad about herself.
But we love all the animals. We do.
Of course.
Even though I'm slightly allergic to cats, but that's okay. As long as they stay out of my face, we're all good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to be all up in a girl.
No, can't be all up in a girl. But anyway. All right. So are y'all happy now that it actually is finally?
Yes.
Feels like fall. Finally. I don't know. I'm super, super excited that it rained like most of the night last night and pretty much all this morning. I still think we need more. I would still welcome more rain.
Yeah.
But I walked outside this afternoon and I was like, it's too cold.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I was like, I'm done
this
already.
This is beautiful.
I'm already done.
It's amazing. Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it. I've got my, I'm pretty comfy here. I got my hoodie on. Haven't worn this in a while, so it's nice and cozy. I had a sweater on earlier. However, my new kitten, Blueberry, it was a very fuzzy sweater, and he seemed to think that it was perhaps his mommy. And proceeded to like lick it, groom it, and nuzzle it too much. So I had to change my sweater.
Oh, poor cat.
Yeah. Aww. He was very much in love with my sweater, but I had things to do. So hoodie it is.
You probably could have put the sweater on Sylvia and she would have been thrilled.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I could just left the sweater laying somewhere and just
I'm sure he would
let that be a cat bed now.
Yeah. It belongs to the cat now.
Yeah. Most things in this house do.
Well, you know, that's what happens with cats, right?
Yeah,
usually
pets in general.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, alrighty. So I did something exciting this weekend.
Ooh.
I got a new phone.
Ooh.
Well, I did think it was funny because, you know, we had the iPhone 11 on Take It or Leave It like several episodes back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think we all left it because I was like, why they need to be coming out with new phones every whatever months and whatever. But you know, the CFO's phone made it through that whole laying in the gutter
NOLA
in New Orleans,
idea.
All of that, right? Yeah. Laying in the rain for an hour and 45 minutes and has worked fine up to this point. And then I believe it was on Thursday he got up and the home button wouldn't work anymore.
Mm.
So he took it to the fix-it cell phone place. And they looked at it and they were like, nope, it's a goner, yep. Right? So he had to go get a new one. So we show up at the AT&T store right when it opens on Saturday because I'm like, there were you wait too long if you don't show up right. Like we were the first people.
And
in
you get
the
random times where there may be two people and you get that associate right away.
And
but
even
not-
if you are in the front of the line, it takes so long to get a new phone.
I think we were there for like an hour and a half.
It takes so long. Oh, it's awful. And you went to the AT&T store?
Yeah.
See, whenever we got ours, we went to the Apple store, which is a mistake. Because the Apple store is like one of those places that they always, you know, it's supposed to be like clean and modern. There is nothing clean about the Apple store. Everything's slick in there. It's all covered with grimy fingerprints. It smells like feet in there. Go in one. Tell me if it smells like feet because it does. They smell like feet. And it's just like and there's no chairs. So everyone's just like leaning and like miserable because you have to be there for like an hour and a half and they don't let you sit down unless you go into the back. It's torture. It's a form of torture.
Yeah, we always go to the AT&T store. So I had no intention of getting a new phone. I really honestly didn't. And we go in and we're looking at them and we're talking and John's like, are you sure you don't want one? And I'm like, fine, I'll just get one.
Because it wasn't a promo or whatever.
There was, but see, that's a misnomer because you have to buy another line to get that deal. And we don't need another line because Bacon doesn't have opposable thumbs and couldn't use a phone anyway.
But, you know, with the face recognition, you could totally do that and
That's
like
true.
Let her FaceTime you during the day.
That could be hilarious. that really could. And I love that facial recognition. I ain't gonna lie. It's creepy, but the fact that I look at the phone and then it's unlocked, I don't know. Sometimes
I don't want it unlocked when I look at it. Why would I want that? I don't understand.
You can turn it off. Oh, okay. Right, yeah, you can turn off. And yeah. I had it off for like about 10 minutes and I was like,
nah. Let's see what it is.
Well, because I had gotten so used to open it with my thumb.
Yeah.
Right? Which is kind of the same. It's the same principle. Concept,
right. Yeah. I mean, but it's still facing your face if you're using your thumb.
Yeah. So today I'm in the car and I hooked it up to the charger in my car and it wouldn't charge. Because it's an off-brand charger. I don't know, right? I think that's the problem.
And now Apple is getting snobbier as it gets older.
Yes, so I get here, knock on wood.
Another nice little tidbit to the right? Android world.
I was really afraid. Like, I was afraid that the dongle, that's what it's called, that I hook the phone up to the recorder to run the music through was also not going to, like, work with it.
Mm.
I have other solutions, but they're all at my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
wrong dongle.
If it doesn't work at the end of the show, that's what she said. I guess we'll have to sing them, use the outro music or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so yay. new phone. Who dis? Right.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what Lee did this weekend in just a second because that looked fun. Yeah, it did look fun.
Yeah.
But let's get to what we're drinking because we've all got some, I believe, definitely tasty fall type beverages.
Absolutely.
Seasonal up in
definitely,
here.
Finally,
we've got
finally.
Some new breweries on the show as well.
Yeah. So we got seasonal weather and we got seasonal beverages.
Yep.
So I'd really like to know where Carrie got this one.
Total Wine.
Love them so much. So this one's Swilled Dog hard cider, and it's their pumpkin patch. So this one is from Upper Tract, West Virginia. I'm pretty excited because one, it's new. It's a new brewery.
I never heard of it. West Virginia.
They're, you know, our neighbors to the east.
Not too far.
So but again, it's a pumpkin cider. And I feel like that they're just a natural pairing because of cider and the fall and pumpkin. But it's a cute dog on the can. Yeah, and it's cider notes. It tells you exactly that autumn and tailgates in a can, which I'm hoping it delivers. It tastes of pumpkin, chai, crisp, refreshing cinnamon, ripe apple, mild tannin, and it's unfiltered. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it and was like, I'd never heard of that brewery. And
sounds lovely.
And I'm telling you what, it matches your nails.
Oh,
fabulous.
It does.
Your nails actually look fabulous.
Yeah, you're
my whole
black
entire
and orange
right now.
With the black and orange can. You are extremely seasonal over there.
I am because the Browns play on Monday Night Football tonight.
They do.
So did you do your own nails? No.
Oh,
gosh, no.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Well, because they look really good.
Thank you.
I'll just say that. Whoever you paid.
This is my one girly thing I do is my nails and my toes.
Isn't that like almost pushing 7% too?
Yeah, 6.9.
Yeah.
So it's right on that cusp. Yeah. But it's a semi-sweet cider.
Yay.
Woohoo. Thank you, Carrie.
Any new things that Lee can drink, I'm for.
Yes. That is always exciting. And I'm also excited for yet another seasonal Oktoberfest-style beverage. This is Braxton Brewing Company's October Fuel, Oktoberfest Lager. And so this is from Braxton Brewing up north from here in Lexington. From Covington. So I'm sure this is probably they usually make a solid product. I'm sure this is like a standard Oktoberfest. But it is October and it is time to be drinking Oktoberfests, and I didn't feel like going out in the rain to the beer fridge to get my pumpkin beers. So it is this one.
Yay. Yay rain.
Yeah.
God, we
they'll be here. I've got pumpkin beers from now until Christmas.
Oh, I believe it. I totally believe it. All right. So the Sharon beer this week actually comes from an interesting meetup that I had on Saturday. John and I went to Fusion, and the KSR event at Fusion last Friday was very successful.
Awesome.
I thought it turned out really good. We had a decent crowd. I felt like there was about 60 or 70 people, and, you know, it was good. It was a good event. The weather was perfect.
Yeah.
So John didn't get to go to that. He wanted to go Saturday. So we go down Saturday and we run into two people who are from the KSD group, which is the bourbon group on Facebook that I'm involved in, right? But there's a bunch of beer guys in that group too.
Oh, nice.
And so we saw one of the dudes and Bailey was his name, is his last name. And this other dude, Mossick, shows up. And Mossick's like super into beer. In fact, this guy, his palate must be just amazing because they had a blind bourbon tasting contest thing at the Whiskey Bear.
Oh, yeah.
In the Summit at Fritz Farm. He won the whole thing.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. So he's super into beer too. So he had a bunch of beers and we were talking and everything. And he just like gave them to me.
Fun.
And I was like, wow, thank you very much. So awesome. Shout out to Mossick from KSD for hooking me up. I still have a few more interesting things that I'm going to bring on the show. But this one I felt like was definitely in keeping with the weather. I absolutely love the can art on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, it looks, you know, it just reminds me of like London fog, you know.
Gloomy pen and ink style drawing of a lamppost.
And I'm actually glad that they went with this can art as opposed to like, because the name of the beer is PM Dawn. And they could have gone the like
moon,
the kind of like hippie 90s PM Dawn. Probably, you know what I'm saying?
That sun moon thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but this is an American stout with cold brewed coffee and it's from Trillium. Up in Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah. Because I commented.
New brewery for us.
Yeah, definitely a new brewery. And it's 9%. But I commented on the can art when Mossick had it. And he's like, here, take it. And I was like, oh, wow. Thanks. Totally going to give you a shout out.
I like everything you have.
Right? Yeah.
So for just the beer that I'm drinking, definitely seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
It is O-Fest. It's a lager. And it is from the Devil's Backbone Brewing Company, and they are out of North Carolina, I believe. I read that this morning. No, Lexington, Virginia. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Which, yeah, I read that this morning.
The
and
other
I was
Lexington.
Like, yeah, the other Lexington. I guess this.
There's
the,
several Lexingtons.
Right, but wouldn't that be like the original Lexington? That's like the American Revolution Lexington.
Yeah.
Like Lexington and Concord
type
of thing. Yes. Yeah. But this is a new brewery to me. I don't think I've ever had anything from the Devil's Backbone.
We're following them, so we had something at some point in our 180 some odd episodes at some point.
You know, I think I probably had something because I'm pretty sure that they had a Beer of the Month Club beer.
Okay.
Ooh. Way back when.
So then it was you that had it.
I think so. Like, that would have been.
It's a great test of when I go in
like
before the show
ago.
And I see who we've. I'm like, oh, we're already following that because I don't remember them.
Yeah.
But apparently,
I remember the logo. So.
Ah. All right. Okay. So it was you.
I think it was.
Not me.
It definitely wasn't me.
Unless they have a cider.
Unless they have a cider or
process
some type
of elimination.
Yeah, some type of gluten-free
offering,
devil juice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gluten-free devil juice.
All right. Some people might call cider devil juice. I don't know. But Lee, you had a fun little trip down, not too far south, but far enough
over
south, I guess.
Yeah.
Over and down.
Over and down.
To some place that, I don't know, people may not realize is still around and open.
Yeah.
Right? Dollywood.
Dollywood down in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. So it's right at the bottom of the Smoky Mountains, and it's cute.
It is.
I think it's a little overpriced.
It is. But everything
entrance
is
way
Forge.
Overpriced for what I feel like you get.
How much was it to get in?
$75.
Holy shnikes. That's more than Kings
for
Island,
an adult.
I think.
Yes.
Oh.
So it's a little much. But I had a great experience. My niece and nephew almost did 8 full hours. Walked almost 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
My nephew will be 4 in 2 days, and he walked all 10 miles.
Yeah.
So props to the little ones for getting it in. But I will say, underrated for as a quote-unquote theme park, had roller coasters. I did not expect that. I did not also expect getting on my first roller coaster and putting it in my top 3 of all time.
Really?
Which one did you ride?
The Lightning Rod.
Oh, I don't think I rode that one. That must be a newer.
This one is a wooden roller coaster.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, the wooden one. Yes,
up
I did
front,
ride that. Yep, I rode that one.
And it slings you as soon as you get on it.
Yeah.
There's a total of 20 seconds total air time. And those roller coaster enthusiasts know air time is when you go over a hill and you come out of your seat just a little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. I honestly loved that coaster. I thought it was amazing. There were a couple other ones that were just a little like good beginner coasters for some younger
they
folks.
They have a metal coaster I think called like the Butterfly or something, or like it's something like sparkly sounding. Or they used to maybe
it renamed.
Maybe it got renamed.
Tornado, Iron Eagle, and the Fire Station.
Did you see any shows?
We didn't, honestly, no, we didn't. And my mom was so upset about it. But we walked past some as they were performing. And I was not very now impressed, to be honest.
Did they have a Halloween fall thing going
on? They
did.
It was called Luminites. Huh. And they do all kinds of pumpkins, and they make designs and things with the pumpkins.
Oh, cute.
Like, there was a butterfly that was made out of all pumpkins. Nice. There was a big pumpkin that was posing, made out of other pumpkins. There was a guitar. There was, it looked like a stream with pumpkins. There were these frogs on lily pads in a little water area. It was very cute. So, like, at night, when as soon as they turn them all on, you have to walk one way. So that was a little weird because everybody's walking one direction.
Oh, yeah.
So that got a little hinky. But for the most part, it was really cool. The one thing that was the most eye-opening thing to me that I didn't expect to see at Dollywood, of all places, is a bald eagle enclosure.
Oh, cool.
There were, I can't tell you the number, but there was tons of that won't be released in the wild, bald eagles. So, you know, Merca. It was really cool to see bald eagles that close.
All right.
Because I've never seen one that close before.
Well, when I saw you were down there, I was like, huh. I had totally forgotten about Dollywood.
Yeah. Dollywood is a delight.
I've actually never been to Dollywood. I went to Opryland a couple of times. Opryland doesn't exist anymore.
Well, it's a mall now.
It is. But Dollywood's still alive and kicking. So.
Yeah, it was a delightful little park. And I will also add that they do have, as well as the bald eagles, they also have something else that my friend just shared today on Facebook. They have the only sensory-friendly area for kids with autism.
Really?
Yep. They have their own little area that they can go in, and it's like a very quiet, calm area, but it's still like something that they can go do for kids with autism. Oh, so well, I thought that was really nice.
And they even have breastfeeding rooms, mom's rooms. Mm.
So there you go. So yeah. Dollywood, catch it. Yeah, why not?
And it's built around a mountain. You literally walk around a mountain.
All right.
It's lovely.
Cool. All right. So we got a couple of RIPs this week before we get into talking some sparts topics. R.I.P. Ginger Baker, fabulous drummer, founder of Cream, just amazing rock drummer. Just, I mean, there's not
don't
much
know who it is. Look it up.
Else you can say about the guy, but he was super awesome. Diane Carroll, who was a pioneering African American actress, singer. Yeah, and then this one just saw today. R.I.P. Rip Taylor. Y'all remember Rip Taylor?
Rip Taylor.
Flamboyant gentleman, used to throw confetti a lot, had a mustache. You would know him if you saw him.
Yeah.
He was very flamboyant.
Okay.
It was like him and Charles Nelson Reilly. I think people get them mixed up.
Okay.
Because they were two kind of very flamboyant comedians in the 70s or whatever, and 80s. But yeah, Rip Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So his big claim to fame kind of was just throwing confetti at people and being flamboyant. But, you know.
That's a perfectly fine thing to be known for.
And if you can make a career out of that,
good
props,
for you.
Right? Props. Yeah. Yes. So, salud. Thank you for your contributions to society. Okay. So, let's get into talking about some sports topics. I wanted to bring this up. I don't want to spend a whole ton of time on it. You know, we talked a little bit about this when that kind of first came to light when Chris America was on the show after, you know, Florida beat Kentucky.
After that.
A little bit. And we had it on Take It or Leave It. But it's his since passed. It has since been signed into law in the state of California. And I really just kind of wanted to give people kind of a summary, kind of what it entails, because I think there's some confusion, honestly, as to what's going on. So it's the Fair Play Act. So here's a breakdown, kind of just a summary of what this thing does. All right. So the Fair Play Act, which was signed by Governor Gavin Newsom into law, was this last week?
Mm-hmm.
It was last week because it was after we did this show,
like
or something like
Tuesday.
That. Yeah. So, it makes it illegal for California colleges to deny their student athletes opportunities to gain compensation for the use of their names, images, and likenesses. The act guarantees college athletes a right to profit from their identities. The act also authorizes college athletes to hire agents and other representatives to assist them in negotiating and securing commercial opportunities. The act does not create a right for college athletes to be paid by their schools. Instead, the act addresses how various businesses use their identities. Pursuant to the act, college athletes at California schools can negotiate with video game publishers for their avatars to appear in college sports video games. They can also be paid to sponsor summer camps for young athletes and sign endorsement deals with apparel companies, sports beverages, car dealerships, and numerous other businesses that would pay for an athlete's public stamp of approval. The act also contains limitations that attempt to minimize how it might disrupt college sports. Key limitation is that a college athlete can't sign a contract with a company for the use of their name, image, or likeness if it would conflict with a school sponsorship. And in California, as probably with all the other 49 states in this here union, the law is greater than the NCAA. So this law is signed, it's on the books, and it doesn't take effect until 2023, so it's not in effect immediately. But once it does take effect, schools have to comply with the law.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
I have so many problems with this, and we don't have enough time, and you'll cut me off.
Probably.
The whole point of being a college athlete is being an amateur. And an amateur status does not get paid. That's the whole point of being an amateur. So if you're talking college athlete, these are kids that not getting paid. And we'll get into the whole, do they really get paid because they're getting their scholarships paid for? And if you're starting to talk about kids benefiting from the fact that they can go represent a car dealership, drive around Maseratis and Lambos, when, I'm sorry, the single A affiliate down the street here, these kids are struggling to put PB&J on the table because they're being a professional athlete, but yet they're got to work their way up and pay their dues through single A, double A, everything else. These kids don't get paid that much. I have a huge problem with this Fair Play Act. I totally understand that these kids are not benefiting from people putting their face out there and everything else. But right now, there is a rule in the NCAA that these kids cannot be put out there for commercials and anything else. So I don't understand why people think that they are. Because they can't. That's against NCAA policy.
Right, but so, this law overrides NCAA policy.
But what I'm
policy.
Saying is people, this part of the rule or this law, I feel like they think people are doing that. That schools are benefiting from sending their kids out there to
I see what you're saying.
Garner things. They can't do that.
I think it all stems, it honestly all stems from the video game thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the video game thing is one thing. And I honestly don't think that we ever needed to have video games that resemble college athletes. You've got NBA, NFL, you've got enough professional sports to have video games. You really don't need college players. And in all reality, there could be someone similar. You can create your own people. They could say this is the Ohio State 94 team, but there's no names on it.
Right.
There's no names. Just like when they sell jerseys with numbers. It's the same numbers. Now, granted, it may be the player that's at quarterback that year, but they'll still sell that jersey for years.
See, you and I are going to disagree a little bit on this because I feel like that the athletes should be able to capitalize on their image, especially in today's society with all the social media, YouTube, Twitters, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. I think you should be able to make money off your image on Instagram, you know, like influencers do nowadays, right?
That is true.
Again, this is just my opinion on it. Now, where I have a little bit of an issue with it is it becoming state by state. Because now states are starting to scramble. North Carolina is trying to pass one. Kentucky.
Right.
Somebody
because
can,
you're going to have players, more quality players are going to want to flock to Florida. The states that are going to let them make a buck.
Right.
Whereas they're not going to want to go to the states that won't.
And so the NCAA has got some choices too here. Because they can either come up with their own thing that then kind of, you know, makes this law less relevant. They can kick out all the California schools or any other schools. They've already threatened this. They can actually take it to court. I think I read possibly under the commerce law that may or may not win. Or I think what possibly could happen, and this again is just my opinion, is all the states who pass it, all the schools in those states say, fine, NCAA,
they'll leave.
We'll see you. Make your own conference. So I don't know. Like I said, I just wanted to put it out there to give people an idea of exactly what it
the
says.
The only other thing that really confuses me, and I think the schools themselves will have some issues with this, is the endorsement deals. Because these schools sign big deals right. with well, Nike, this, Under Armour, this, Adidas.
This specifically, the law specifically says that these kids can't sign a competing. Yeah.
Competing? Yeah.
It says that a key limitation in the law is that a college athlete can't sign a contract with a company for the use of their name, image, or likeness if it would conflict with a school sponsorship.
So then what's the point of it?
Could this potentially then be a problem? So if there's like a really standout high school player that, you know, people are scouting and trying to get to come to their universities, and is this person potentially also going to be approached by advertisers, by companies, to not go to certain schools or to go to certain schools so that they can then utilize their image.
Yeah. That would be the whole point.
Yeah.
So a kid that is looking to go to a California school could get paid, but he'd have to go to school in California.
Right. Maybe if he goes to a school in California and say that, you know, UCLA, they have a deal with like Nike, and, you know, maybe like Ohio State has a deal with Adidas. And
never
Adidas,
would happen, but yes.
Well, right.
I see what you're saying.
But whatever. Adidas really wants this kid. So Adidas is going to try to sweeten the pot for this kid to encourage him to not go to UCLA.
You're
going to
have more corrupt situations, I think, out of this.
It's going to cause a lot of conflicts. It's going to cause a lot of pulling of
children. This is already the problem that we have currently with the pay to play, with the deal, with
AAU
the shoe deal
and all that.
That's what it was, is Adidas was paying these families under the table to go to Adidas schools.
But now it would be just
now it's,
it'd be open the out.
Be open the out. But then then it becomes less about where these kids want to go to school, where they're going to be best suited for.
At this point, it's no longer school. Let's all be real.
Yeah, it's
this
it's
is
companies.
No longer about school.
Yeah.
So what's going to be interesting is in 2 years, what is it, 2020, 2021?
2023.
No, I'm saying for the NBA that goes back to letting high schoolers go to the NBA. Isn't it like 2 years away
maybe,
or something like
something
that?
Like that.
I think it's like not this draft class, but the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to, I think if you could have gotten rid of that in the beginning, I think the biggest culprit in all of this is football. It is not really any other sport but football. I mean, it's gotten bad with some other sports because of it. But because of it, I think the one and done thing really hurt the problem. So if like LeBron, for example, if you would have kept everybody out and Zion had no business being in college, he wasn't going to stay in college. Yeah. There's no point. So I'm thinking this is, I don't know. I have a huge problem with this entire thing. I think it's got a lot of holes, and I think you've got a lot of problems with it, because I think you're, like I said, I don't want to see a college kid driving down the street with a Lamborghini.
I don't know if it's going to be a Lamborghini. It's like a Ford.
But you know what I mean?
Right, Paul,
like,
Paul
but
Miller.
But you're saying it doesn't matter. He's not paying for
well,
it.
I actually like Lauren's point, and I think that's a really good point about it becomes less about schools recruiting kids to come to the school and more about
it's not school.
The
advertisers
brand and advertisers
recruiting kids to go to the schools.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. So I don't know. I just, like I said, I want to just lay it out there for people who maybe didn't understand kind of the basic logistics of it.
It's very fascinating.
It is.
I think
we're at an apex.
It's going to change things.
It could. It very, very
it's
well
gonna
could.
It's going to get messy before it resolves itself.
Yes,
I'm sure.
I think I totally agree. So let's go ahead and stick with college. A couple of college football things, and then one actual college basketball thing, because I'm not going to talk about this, right?
Mm.
So first of all, an update on Bully, the Mississippi
yes.
State mascot who got run into by the Auburn player 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yep.
He did get a bruised chin and a bruised right thigh, but he was on a bye week this week. So
good.
I believe
he could recoup.
He rested up and
he'll be back.
He'll be back on the sidelines.
Be back on the field.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good for him.
The University of Cincinnati beat the University of Central Florida on Friday night. Was that right? Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah. And so UCF,
their field was awesome, by the way.
That field was not.
I thought it was cool.
No, but that field was a total Photoshop fake.
Oh, was it?
Uh-huh.
What? Oh, that's how much I wasn't watching on Friday night.
Right. UC put out this field that they were supposed to have that was like a black field with like Bearcat eyes in the middle of it. They put it on Twitter. Cool. And I watched the game and I was like, well, that's not the field. That's their regular field. So they kind of Photoshopped it and trolled people. Sorry.
That's how much, sorry. I was not in cell service all weekend. So
to be fair, that would have been crazy expensive for them to do that. So
the bottom line is they beat UCF. And this was UCF's second loss. So, you know, they lost, UCF lost to Pittsburgh. They're basically any talk of them trying to bust through the glass ceiling of the national championship is over.
Aww.
Right? But
another Cinderella stomped.
Yes. UC trolled them super, super hard with a little Disney parody Twitter video thing. Because UCF, I'm sorry, but when you give yourself national championship rings and crown yourself the national champion, and you have parades at Disney, if you lose, you gotta take some trolling.
Yeah,
I mean, I just think that's fair.
Trolls with an S, maybe with Justin Timberlake singing.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the fact that they trolled people after they went undefeated and all of that. You know, hey, but if you give it, you better learn to take it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I thought it was hilarious. Okay, so before we get to the pick'em this week, we got to talk about what happened at Kansas. So basketball season is gearing up, and that means everybody's having their midnight madness, their Big Blue Madness, whatever you want to call it,
it's
right?
That time
late
already.
Night with Roy, whatever they call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Just the fun kind of rah-rah team introductions.
Family-oriented presentation coming out for this year's teams.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody at Kansas had the bright idea. And, you know, Kansas is under a
big investigation.
Bill Self has been a... I guess accused.
He was named
with lack of institutional control and their basketball program. And so, what did they decide to do? Yeah, bring in Snoop Dogg.
Well, I mean, what's more family friendly than Snoop Dogg? He's friends with Martha Stewart,
right?
After all.
So, what does Snoop Dogg do?
Snitch on nobody.
That's right. She makes a mean prison hooch. So Snoop Dogg comes in and does what Snoop Dogg does. I mean, you know, he's got stripper poles and cans full of money and a mascot dog with a cigar running around. And
okay, well, it wasn't a joint, so I think he showed some restraint.
Well, it was probably a blunt.
Well.
Come on, Lauren. Come on.
You don't know. You didn't go smell that dog cigarette. You don't know what that was.
You weren't present.
So anyway, then Kansas, instead of owning it, and Lee, I know you have an opinion on this, but here's my opinion. Instead of owning it, just own it. They backtracked so hard. I bet they pulled both hammies and probably an Achilles. They had to have. They backtracked so... We didn't know. We told his management that it had to be fair. We had no idea. Come on, man.
No, like,
just own
my
it.
Favorite thing was like, yeah, we put him at the end, so if people that wanted to leave earlier, you know, they didn't have to stick around for... I'm like, sitting here going... If you all just did not completely prove to everyone in the United States, along to the NCAA, that you have lack of institutional control, not just Bill Self, but the AD, you literally just proved yourself guilty. Like, I don't understand where you think that. And again, even if you said you didn't know, that's institutional control, dude.
Right, but
that
still.
That is literally the epitome of the rule and the policy that the NCAA has in place and why you are, at the end of it, responsible for the actions that go on in your athletic department.
Just own it, man.
Exactly. Like, you're just like big middle finger up to the NCAA.
Right, exactly.
That's what I think it was.
But then they got scared.
It's like, you didn't put your big boy panties on. Sorry, they sharted. And like, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, you can. They should have just laughed it off and been like, you know, Snoop Dogg's going to do what Snoop Dogg's going to do. Sorry if we offended you. But, you know, It drew crowds. I'm sure it drew crowds. And we will go with something more family friendly in the future. Live and learn. Why do we have to like come down hard on people over these things? It was funny. And you know what? stripper, ladies on stripper poles. Stripper poles, they're very hard to climb up and spin down. That is a skill. That is acrobatics. I'd be happy for my daughter to see that. I'm okay with it.
And to tell you the truth, those poles weren't attached to anything at the top either. Did
so
you
they're
see
probably
that?
Wiggly.
No, they were.
They were athletes, man.
I'm telling
they're
you, they
athletes.
Were.
They're athletes.
They were. All right.
I mean, the fog turned into Minardi Hall for one night. It's totally fine.
Oh, to the ceiling, baby. To the
to
ceiling.
To the ceiling.
But no, I just own it. I saw that and I was like, man, just freaking own it.
Yeah.
Own it.
I think that's the thing that bothered me the most. Like, you literally obviously... Especially
you
with
knew.
The money gun and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally was a middle finger up. Yeah. And then they got
you know,
nervous.
He's got PR people who, like, go through the proper channels to arrange all that stuff. Like, he's been in this game long enough. Like, they checked all the boxes off on
Heck
this.
Yeah, they did. All right. Well, I had to bring that up. I wasn't going to let that go. Well, speaking of checking boxes, we got some boxes to check on this week's Pick'em.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and we got some. I think we got some. I got some fun mascot picks for you,
I'm
Lauren.
Excited.
Yeah, so starting with the Big Ten. This should be an interesting matchup because Iowa went into Wisconsin this past weekend, and you want to talk about a Big Ten matchup. What was that game like, 10-3? I mean, it was a low scoring game.
You mean team up north, not Wisconsin?
Oh no, Michigan. Yeah, I'm sorry. Michigan, Iowa. It was 10-3. That was a and Penn State played somebody, but I don't think it was anybody. It was like a noon game. I didn't pay attention to it. Anyway, so Penn State versus Iowa this week.
So, I will tell you what. Iowa always has a really stout defense. They always do. It's always comes down to their offense. If they're able to put enough on the field to pull an upset. And I really thought they were going to pull this one off. And they're at home. And I think they always play extremely hard at home. I'm going Hawkeyes on this just because I have a feeling that... again, they just have that little extra something at home that, and Penn State's been a little shaky, so in a bigger game. So we'll see what happens.
So it's the Penn State Nittany Lions versus the Iowa Hawkeyes. And the Hawkeyes is one of those kind of like weird mascots where I'm not entirely sure. I understand a Hawkeye is a bird of prey, of course, but it does look kind of like an angry bumblebee. And it is one of those unfortunate birds that does have teeth, which, you know, it's a biological fact of nature. But the Nittany Lion, I enjoy this mascot. He's always got like a really cool scarf on, which makes him, you know, ready for the fall elements, ready for college football. I feel like he is ready. He's going to go for it. So I'm going to go Penn State Nittany Lions.
This is a tough one for me. Because, yeah, Lee, I agree. I was always their defense. And, you know, they did. That score was 10-3. And they had a couple of miscues in that game against Michigan that... That they could have, you know, they possibly could have pulled it out. They are going to be in Iowa, which is always a really tough place to play. And I don't like James Franklin. So therefore, I'm going to pick Iowa. Okay, these next two games, I just wanted to pick something fun.
Yeah.
You know, just get it kind of get out of the top 25 a little bit.
For
and,
sure.
You know, just FBS team it up. So Northern Illinois versus Ohio. And
so,
actually, Ohio is the oldest, technically the oldest university in Ohio. It was founded first.
Correct.
Yes.
And it's really funny because they also have the in front of their name on their college seal.
Yes,
so it's
they do.
The Ohio University. And they just got their entire fraternity suspended this past week
they
as
did.
Well.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
I feel like they're going to be a little liquored up and pissed off that happened. And, you know, no one's going to be hazed this week. So there's a little aggression that needs to be taken out. So I'm going Bobcats.
Well, that's an interesting take. All right. Lauren?
I thought, you never know. I don't really know much. So I just thought I'd go that
sure.
route. Who knows?
Throw that out there. Who knows?
Why not? So it's the Northern Illinois Huskies versus the Ohio Bobcats. And if watching children's movies has taught me anything, it's that whenever a beloved, beautiful, adorable dog goes up against a wild, mountainous cat, a la the Where the Red Fern Grows. It does not end well for the dog. It's always a sad ending. There's usually like a little shoeless boy crying. It's not good. So just on that fact, I'm going to have to go with the Bobcats.
Yeah, I really don't know a whole lot about either one of these teams, to tell you the truth. Although, you know, I'm going on past precedent, Northern Illinois has had some decent teams. So I think I'm going to go Northern Illinois on this one, just based on past precedent and, you know,
interesting.
From what I know a little bit about them. All right, this is an interesting matchup out west, and not in the Pac-12 either, mind you.
Yes.
This is an out west non-Pac-12 matchup, which, again, could be interesting. So, Lauren, I'm going to start with you on this one, though. Hawaii versus Boise State.
So that is the Hawaii Warriors versus the Boise State Broncos. And the Hawaii Warriors has a human mascot. But as far as human mascots go, this one is actually pretty cool. It is a dude with a lot of tattoos. Kind of think Maui from Moana. It's sort of that kind of look. And he's got like a big old, like, you know, Stargate looking necklace on. It's very, very intimidating. And then of course, Boise State Broncos, you know, wild horses. And so you just have to choose between wild horses or a dude in a grass skirt with some really awesome tattoos. And I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to go with the horses because they're going to stampede right over him. And you know, being from Hawaii, he's an islander. He's not used to stampeding wild horses. So he's not going to stand a chance for these.
Interesting. So from the football side, Boise State's really trying to make a name for themselves right now. I think they're like 14 or 15 in the polls right now. I think it's like
maybe
15.
20. I don't know. There's somewhere.
It depends
in there.
On which poll you're looking at, but they're climbing again. They always try to make a case for themselves. So we'll see what happens in this game, but I really think Boise State's really going to probably pour it on in this game to try to get some. I know style points don't technically exist, but, you know, you beat somebody the way you're supposed to beat them, get you a little bit more recognition. So that's kind of what I'm going with here.
Yeah, and Boise State, I don't know how they've kind of consistently kept up their consistency.
Oh yeah,
I hate using the same word twice in a sentence, but
constantly kept up their consistency.
Yes, thank you very much. But they they've changed coaches over the years, and yeah, they're undefeated right now. And Hawaii is one of those weird teams that they could come in and they could beat them. You know, they could give them a game. I think that they'll give them, because Hawaii is one of those teams that they love to throw the ball around. They love the, you know, typical kind of slinging around high powered offense.
Fair.
But you know what? I think I'm going to go with Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones in this one.
Nice.
And Wild Horses.
Yep.
Couldn't drag them away from this win. So, yeah, I'm going to go Boise State. Okay. This could possibly be the last time I put Kentucky on this matchup.
Yeah.
If they piss me off enough this weekend. If they win, well, they may get seen again like later in the year. Cause yeah, but yeah, I'm going to give them a chance this week because of who they're playing.
Right.
So as Arkansas is coming to town to play Kentucky.
I don't know. I know everybody's kind of down right now on the program and kind of what's been happening over the last couple weeks. And I will say I think it stemmed from some injuries. And I don't think the bye week could have come in a better week. You know, reports are saying Sawyer's healing well. I don't think he took one rep last week. And so I think shutting him down last week was going to be great for the program. And I know Bowden actually took some snaps as the first string quarterback. So that's going to be an interesting wrinkle just because he can throw the ball. It's not like he's just this, you know, oh, maybe hoping to throw the ball.
He finally heard you and is like, really?
Yeah, he's still kind of dogging it, receiver, in my opinion, but he's turned it up more than he has been. So, you know, either he's lined up at QB and he can run too, so he could probably run the Wildcat. As long as I see a more healthy dose of Kavassier Smoke, I will be happy. I think AJ Rose has been given his shot and failed miserably. So I think unless, you know, I'm seeing something someone else is not, I want to see more smoke. I want to see a little bit more want out of the defensive side. I feel like the tackling was horrible in the last game.
South Carolina game.
So if I could see some nonsense. Want and drive out of this team, they're at home, so they better.
It's night. It's going to be cold. It's, you know.
It's good. It's October football, Carrie. Right? This is weather that's amazing. So I'm going Cats because they need to get their crap together, and I think they do.
Lauren?
Yeah. So that's the Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Kentucky Wildcats. And what more can I say? I mean, the Wildcat, it's a tenacious and determined predator. Maybe it slips occasionally. Maybe it falls down the side of the mountain. Maybe the mountain falls on it. It slims down the stream for a little while. But you know what? It can take more of a beating than a pig, and it's going to eat up that little side of bacon. So I'm going to go the Kentucky Wildcats.
I think this opened at Kentucky by 6.5 or mm-hmm. 6, I think. Arkansas is really, really bad at football. With that being said, South Carolina wasn't good at football either, and Kentucky was worse. I'm hoping that the bye week that we got a little bit healed up so that maybe they can swap Sawyer Smith so that save his shoulder a little mm-hmm. bit and Lynn Bowden plays some quarterback and that the defense has figured it out. So you know what? I'm going to give them the chance. Uh-oh. I'm giving them the
you
chance.
Got one more chance.
At home.
We'll collectively lose points on this one.
I hope not. I hope we all collectively gain points on that one, but I'm going Kentucky. Okay, so that's going to take us right into this week's GBS News of the Weird. Oh, we got it right this week.
Look at you.
Synchronize.
Dateline, Adelaide, Southern Australia. Gidget, Von LaRue. Ooh. I don't know what's going on down there in Australia, girl, but we got more news of the weird Uh-oh. Coming out of there than I don't know what.
Weird little island.
I'm telling you. So... it's because their seasons are screwed up because it's getting to be summer.
It's true, they're
down
backwards.
There, right? They are backwards.
The toilets, they go the wrong way.
Yes. Thank you, Simpsons. Woman wears wedding dress everywhere a year after her wedding. Determined to get her money's worth out of the wedding dress she spent over $1,000 on, an Australian woman has been wearing the dress everywhere a year after her wedding. Tammy Hall adopted an anti-consumerism lifestyle in 2016 after a trip to India. She vowed not to buy any new clothes or footwear for a whole year after she returned home, which turned out to be very easy, until last year when her wedding day approached and she faced a dilemma. She wanted to look good for her wedding day, but how could she justify spending a small fortune on a garment she would wear only once? In the end, she decided how she was going to get her money's worth. I decided that if I was going to get a wedding dress, I'd make sure I wore it again and again, she said. I've worn it to do things like play basketball, go fishing, even to hike across a mud crater. The first time she wore it after the wedding was to vote in the Australian election in early 2019. Since then, it's been all sorts of places, she said. I've worn it to cook, do chores, to football games, to the gym, even to chop wood. Wearing it on a crowded commuter train was especially fun. Tammy says she has gotten some weird looks from people, but no negative comments. It may have something to do with the fact that the dress is not fancy, but she really doesn't care, since wearing the dress multiple times was the most ethical way she could think of to justify the cost. Tammy plans to wear the dress on a trip to Iceland that she and her partner will take next summer.
Good for her. I mean, it totally makes sense to me. I mean, I'm a little concerned as to there's no picture provided of said dress.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I saw it, and it's a white dress. It's kind of got a lace overlay, but it comes to the knee, so it's not like super long or anything.
Oh, so it's not like a big princess gown.
It doesn't have like a train like hanging out of the subway car.
So, but honestly, I'm for it.
I mean, it's a fancy looking dress, but it's not some huge.
I don't know
thing.
If I would go chop wood in it, but I feel like all the other different things that you would do it. Wear it. That's the one thing that, you know, for me, obviously, if you're going to spend that money, if you want to justify it, I think that's one great way to wear it. Because, I mean, wear your money. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. For me personally, for my wedding, I bought a really cheap dress. And knowing that I wasn't going to really wear it again, I just bought something that I thought looked reasonably good. And it was very inexpensive. And so I could justify only wearing it the one time. But you know what? It's good to like not be a over consumer and to utilize what you have and to not be wasteful. So good for her. I think it's cool. Although I do agree, chopping wood in it might be a little too far. I feel like she probably also has a pair of jeans or something in her wardrobe that she could have put on for that. But who knows, you know.
Now, as someone who loathes shopping and hates buying clothes and wears things until they have holes in them and wear out,
likewise.
I can totally appreciate it. And I could totally, no problem. Yeah, I couldn't. Okay, so I did buy a shirt and a pair of pants for the campaign kickoff that we had at EKU 2 weeks ago, right? Because I needed something to go with
and
my...
And you looked awesome.
Well, and the thing of it is, the jacket that I had on is a 15-year-old jacket that I can still fit into. So, and I love that jacket. Oh, God, I love that jacket so much. But, you know, so I can appreciate not buying clothes. I could personally not wear the wedding dress that I had on the regular because...
Now, do you guys still have your wedding dress?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there's it's somewhere.
It's in the upstairs closet.
I fully
closet
expect
in a bag.
It next episode.
Oh, well, see, I bet you I could still fit into mine, but it's sleeveless and I got this wicked farmer's tan.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
I could fit into mine, but since having a baby, it would not be appropriate.
Mine had a train, too. Mine had a train.
Ooh.
But you know what? I paid under $1,000 for it, and it was the first dress I tried on. Sold.
Nice.
Took like 30 minutes.
Nice.
But okay, so this is the question before we leave the news of the weird to you all. When is it finally time to stop wearing it? You know, I mean, when do you think she's got her $1,000 worth, right?
Really, what I feel she should do is, and what you can do with a lot of wedding dresses, is that you can take them to secondhand stores and you can resell them.
Right.
So you can sell them, and then people who can't afford super expensive, fancy wedding dresses, they can then buy those.
But if she took it through the mud and chopped the wood, that's probably not in good
shape.
I don't
know. Maybe she's a careful wood chopper. Who knows? Maybe she's a very delicate lumberjack. But, you know, it definitely, I feel like she should let that go and give it to someone else. Give it a good home.
I like that. Yeah. Lee?
I feel like that would be a more personal
I feel like,
thing on that.
I feel like once you've worn it to Iceland, I think it's done.
Yeah, I
right?
think like maybe that's like
once
a milestone.
It,
like
once it goes
anniversary
out of the country,
or like something.
It's farewell tour,
yeah,
if you will.
I like that.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going to do it for this week's GBS News of the Weird. Okay, so take it or leave it time. So last episode, whatever you want to call it, we took the concert in Commonwealth Stadium.
Correct.
Not my Kroger Field.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming to Lexington in April. They announced
the
performers, right? So Chris Stapleton, Willie Nelson, and Sheryl Crow are all coming. So Lee,
taking this all day long.
I believe you called Chris Stapleton,
I did. It was one of the ones I was hoping it was. I'm excited who's with him. Taking this all day long. There will be alcohol sales in the
stadium. Do you think
stadium.
So?
Nice. No, they already said they are. Because
oh, really?
It's an outside group. Live Nation is the one that is taking this over. It was their discretion. They will be selling alcohol.
Jesse, our friend down in Richmond, actually asked that question
yes,
on
they
Twitter.
Are.
And I was like, I hadn't thought of that. But
yep,
okay.
They are.
Hadn't
so,
seen that they announced that.
Looked at my event schedule and we have a couple games that day, but only Been earlier
try,
in the day.
Try to make
so,
it work.
Yes.
So do you think tickets people are going to be. Outraged.
I just want to know what they are. Like, I can't look
I
online to see how much they are.
They're on sale
again,
Friday, I think.
They are on sale Friday, the 11th. But again, can you advertise how much they are? I
no,
can't find
not,
it anywhere.
Not until they go on sale.
So we're thinking anywhere from $50 to probably like $1,000 or something for like sweet seat or whatever. Because I'm thinking if I'm trying to maximize my amount of people, I'm going to put the stage in the middle on the 50-yard line. And have GA on the field,
that makes
and
sense.
Then fill the rest. Because I mean,
sense.
You could have almost 100,000 people there
plus
if you did it that
field,
way.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Field,
yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea who Chris Stapleton is.
Yes, bless it, Lord.
But I do know who the other two performers are. I do know who Sheryl Crow and Willie Nelson are. And those sound exciting.
Yella, do you know who Yella is?
I've heard that.
you need to go listen to Chris Stapleton because yes. I think
you will
that
like
Sylvia would really like Chris Stapleton.
Probably. Yeah. She digs Disney, so
I think she would like his Broken super kind of yeah. Southern rock feel.
She probably
going on.
Would.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've not heard him before. But I am excited that they're going to be using the stadium to its full potential. Not excited about the traffic it's going to create. But hopefully it's not going to encourage people to walk through my yard and drop beer bottles. So especially since there's liquor at the stadium, hopefully they'll just get their drink on there and not throw it in my yard.
There's going to be plenty of cowboy boots and skirts.
Yes. It'll be the same attire. Yeah. I imagine going down the sidewalk. You won't even be able to tell it's not a game.
Yes. But so I'm not even going to pay for tickets. I'm just going to come sit on your roof. So
that's fine.
We're all good.
My roof's open. Yeah.
Okay. So I said that I was going to keep finding these costumes, right?
Nice.
Until at least Halloween's over.
Oh yes. Here. Another
all right.
One.
So actually I'm going to, this is kind of like going to be a twofer. Two Halloween costumes. Oh. So first the sexy college admission scandal costume, which is this, it's an orange, like really tight crop top, long sleeve thing and like orange tights. And on the front of it, it says Mom of the Year and it's crossed out. And then it says like inmate or whatever. And
oh,
so the
no.
second one is, so you can take or leave that one. And then you can take or leave Target selling the complete Golden Girls Halloween costume set thing.
Yep. I'm taking them both. I think I'd be more inclined to wear a Golden Girl Halloween costume than the other. But, you know, hey, it's Halloween. As long as you're dressed up in a costume, I don't care what costume you're dressed up in. Just participate, have fun with it, be as ridiculous as you want, and enjoy the season.
Agreed. I'm taking both of them. I would probably not wear the sexy admission college scandal, but I like the ingenuity behind that. I think it was great. You can be Lori Loughlin if you would like, or Felicity Huffman. Take your pick.
You could even have like two baby dolls that were the same, and you could pretend like they were your twins on Full House.
There you go. Exactly. There's multiple things you could do with this. Oh, taking Golden Girls all day long.
So I'm starting to jump on this sexy costume train, even though I would never wear it, because I think it's hilarious that they just keep coming up with more
outrageous. Yeah, so funny.
Like, I saw this and I was like, how is this going to work? And then I saw the picture and I was like, okay.
And there it is.
There it is.
You can sexify anything.
Yes, you can.
Anything.
You know what? I'm fencing this Golden Girls thing because I appreciate that they're selling like a group costume type of thing. But I could do this for, I guarantee you, a lot cheaper than Target was selling it.
Oh,
and
sure.
I guarantee you that there are people out there that have done this group costume in the past.
Yeah.
And that Target just kind of all of a sudden capitalized. And apparently they sold out.
So, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We have self-driving cars. There's probably other self-driving things. There's the Roomba. There's a self-driving lawnmower.
That's true.
But now they're introducing the self-driving garbage can.
That for the house or for the curb?
For the outside that will take itself to the
curb.
So
it drives itself down to the curb.
A self-propelled Herbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You people are just getting lazier and lazier. Again, proving Wally was thing in the future.
Yeah. Prognosticator.
Wally. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, except for the fact that my driveway is old and ancient, and I'm pretty sure my Wally can would tip over and then like screech on the driveway and like just kick its little sad wheels. Sadly, it would not be a good scene. Wally can would not be happy at my house.
I'm leaving it because the more automated that things are, the more likely something is to kill us.
This is exactly true.
And if you don't think a garbage can kill you, you're not paying attention.
This is true.
That's a horror. I've seen Maximum Overdrive.
Yep.
Seriously, this is no. I'm leaving it. And Lord, people, you know, I don't know. It takes me. It's like 3 feet to my curb from where we have our garbage cans. You know,
yeah.
nah, I'm leaving this. We're just getting too nonsense. Okay, let's do a couple more. Kiss, you know the band Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they're still around. They're still playing.
They're still alive
for some odd reason.
Believe it or not.
And hey, for those of you out there who are ponying up like $300-$500 to see them, that's not Ace, and that's definitely not Peter. So yeah,
just FYI.
You're not seeing the real band. But apparently, they're going to be playing to sharks in Australia.
To sharks.
To sharks.
Like the aquatic.
Yes. Fend. So I think actually this is actually a pretty good deal if you can get to Australia from what I read. You pay $50. Kiss is on a boat. You're on another boat. Apparently you get lowered down into the water and these speakers get lowered down into the water where sharks are. And Kiss stays above the water and plays and the music is on the speakers in the water.
That kind of sounds cool, but terrifying. Like, I'm not sure if I would get electrocuted or eaten by sharks first, but I feel like something would go wrong, but I would have a really good time getting dead. So I'm gonna take it.
All right.
I have so many questions.
I'm not sure I can answer them, but go ahead. Now,
so the questions I have are, is it been proven that Kiss music makes the sharks crazier, that they will be around? Is that the presence, the premise behind this?
I don't think Gene's going to be spitting blood.
Right.
So, yeah, that would anger them.
So, I just have so many questions, but I'm leaving this. This is dumb.
I'm leaving it because Kiss, like, I saw them on their first farewell tour, like, in the late 90s, and they're still going. And like I said, Ace and Peter aren't even in the band anymore. It's just, I'm just like, Gene, you got enough money. Stop.
Well, I thought where you were going with this was the cow that looks just like Gene Simmons. Oh. That's where I thought you were going with this. And I'm totally taking the cow because the cow looks just like
him. Honestly, for $50, I'd probably do it.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like an interesting evening.
Of course, that's just to get on the boat. Then you got to get to Australia, which is like, you know, $2,500 or something insane.
And then you got to hope that you don't get eaten by a shark or electrocuted.
Okay, we'll do a sports one and then we'll end on a food one. So this is kind of a sports one, okay? So Green Day is going to be doing the NBC Wednesday night hockey theme.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they survived and woke up after September ended, so it's a good thing that they're awake now for hockey season. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I like Green Day. I used to listen to Green Day back in the day. And I always sort of felt that they were anti a sport and anti, you know,
mainstream life.
Yeah, mainstream doing things. But then again, hockey is kind of a rough and tumble kind of sport. Maybe a sport for the outcasts, a sport for the punk rock folk, perhaps. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm taking it because, you know, you're right. Hockey is, you know, rough, tumble, running into the boards.
It's a little bit more punk rock than your average sport.
I think so. And I think that this is a better fit than Carrie Underwood for Sunday Night Football. But, you know, hey, man, Joan Jett's still around and she's still rocking and you're using her song. So why didn't you just use Joan Jett instead of in that, like, would she get like 30-second face snippet or something in the intro this year or whatever for football? Anyway, I'm taking it except... And I'm going to get called a music snob, whatever, by the CFO, because I like old Green Day. I don't really like now Green Day. Yeah. I'm like Kerplunk, Slapped Out Happy Hours. You know, my favorite song by them of all time is Paper Lanterns. Mm-hmm. Go check that one out. And yeah, so, but yeah, I'm taking them for hockey. Sure, why not? Okay, Lee, you're just going to have to suspend that. I know that you probably can't eat this, but if you could, would you?
This is every day.
The McRib is back.
No, thanks. I thought the animal that they made that out of went extinct.
I love that joke so
much.
It
is such a good joke. And we can use it every year this time. no, I don't want the McRib. I don't really... Most of the food from McDonald's is either unpalatable to me or it's full of soy and, much like Lee, I can't eat it. So I'm going to pass on that.
Back in the day, I did like a McRib, so I'd take it if I could.
If you could. I'm taking it. I like it. I love the animal that they make them out of, whatever that may be.
I'm sure it's cute.
Think smaller with more legs.
It's an Area 51 with the rest of them.
Right? Yeah.
So, or maybe it's a treble.
Oh, well, you know, they do breed prolifically. Yes. Mm. So no, I'm taking it. I love a good. I haven't had one in a while, so maybe I'm going to have to go get one. Yeah, maybe
a triple burger,
or maybe I will be on the lookout for one next week. Which that's all I'm going to say about that. All
right.
So little innuendo and mystery, right? Okay, so Lee, I had a swig of that.
Yes, because I gave you both a swig because I was going to finish the crap out of this can because this Swilled Dog Hard Cider Pumpkin Patch is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's not terribly sweet. It is perfect, and this is a perfect bonfire drink, tailgate drink for this time of year. I think this is fabulous.
It's so weird because whenever I had a taste of it, it's chai heavy. So it tastes like kind of like a chai latte or something almost. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that aggressively sweet kind of chai. It's like spicy.
It's perfect. So good. I love this so much.
I would go back, like I would get some of those and I would get the roasty toasty from Vandermill like go back
Intermingle between them both. Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Yes.
Because I honestly thought.
Yeah, I would pick up some of that myself.
It wasn't super pumpkin spicy.
Yeah, I didn't get real pumpkin.
I like the fact that it did. It tasted like kind of like that hot apple cider.
Mold cider. Mold chai kind of taste.
It was brilliant. It was really brilliant.
Good job, Swill Dog.
Good job, Carrie.
Thank you.
Good job, Total One.
Swill Dog, a very good new brewery. And of course, an old brewery that we've had before is Braxton Brewing. That was my October Fuel, which was the Oktoberfest lager. And it was exactly what you think of an Oktoberfest. No surprises here. Tastes like an Oktoberfest. A little nutty, a little toasty. Pretty easy drinking. So, you know, if you're up in the Covington area or if you're in this area, you can grab one of these and enjoy it for your Oktoberfest needs.
So what do you think of the PM Dawn from Trillium?
I really liked it, actually. It was dark chocolate tasting, but it was not bitter at all, which was interesting. It had some vanilla coffee finish on the end of it, but not really overpowering. It didn't have like a hitch in the face kind of coffee flavor. Which I kind of liked.
Which
I thought
is
it was
crazy because it smells straight up.
It
like
does.
Coffee.
It smells really strong coffee, but it actually does. I didn't think it tasted super strong coffee. I thought it was super well balanced, and actually, for I'm guessing what
9%
9. Okay, yeah, 9% ABV. It was a very easy drinker.
No, I really liked it. I thought it changed as it kind of got to room
as
temperature.
As it warmed up, yes.
Because we did have it cold. But that's what I love to do with stouts, is to get them super cold and then kind of get them.
Yeah, colder, I felt like it had more vanilla up front. Mm-hmm. But as it got a little warmer, the chocolate came out a little bit more.
The chocolate.
It buried the vanilla a little bit.
Yeah, the chocolate. I had a lot of chocolate on it. And then like a coffee finish.
Yeah, it was just like a light little coffee zing at the end. But not super strong. So if you're not a huge fan of the flavor of coffee, I would say that this would be a really good coffee beer to start with.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I liked it. I'd love to get more of that, actually.
Yeah, I would drink that. I think that would be amazing on draft.
So the O-Fest from Devil's Backbone, it delivered what it promised. You know, it had some maltiness. It had some caramel notes. It was smooth. It was good. You know, it was a 5.9%, you know, typical kind of fest beer that you want. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I would recommend. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Seasonal drinking, y'all. Indulge in your seasonal drinking.
Catch it. I'll be doing that at tailgate on Saturday for sure.
'Tis the season to be drinking.
Yes. Okay. not pumpkin beer, but Oktoberfest.
Unless
you're Lauren and then you drink the pumpkin beer.
Hey, you had that. You had that cider. It was good.
I did. All right. Fair enough. Okay. Anybody got anything else that they would like to say before I hit the music? Shout outs, end of the show. Woo! Shout outs. Anyone? Browns.
Go Brownies.
Playing the 49ers tonight.
Yeah. Big Monday night game.
See what happens. See if
Let's go.
See if Odell Beckham is wearing a
Dog pound.
A huge watch.
Nah.
Decorate your houses for Halloween. Be tacky. Yay. Season of tacky.
Yay. Go sexy costumes.
Yay.
All right. Well, with that being said, thank you. Oh, yes. The music worked. Woohoo.
Hey, look.
Thanks,
technology.
For listening to us. As always, you can find us on Twitter at GRLS Beer Sports. We're on Facebook. We are on Togon Sports Radio. We are on the Barn Burner Network. We are on Spotify. We are on Google Play. We are on Apple Podcasts. We're on, I don't know. I always forget where we are.
We're on
everywhere.
It. We are on it.
We are totally on it. And we will be on it next week. See you.
Bye.
Bye.